This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nights ago, when the Royals weren't doing well against the White Sox, and then they kind of came back. Well, they did. They came back and won the ninth inning, and then everybody loved them again. It's like you hate them, then you love them. And Estevez could do no wrong, and then all of a sudden, last night, he does wrong. It's how are they? And we'll talk about it later, but I'm curious how people are going to do with the Chiefs. Like if the Chiefs aren't making the AFC title game or the Super Bowl, because it's all you've done the last 7 years. How are you going to handle it? Because it still could be a damn good team. They just got beat by another damn good team that's, oh, by the way, paid on scholarship as well. Not scholarship, you know what I'm talking about, but paid professional athletes. It can't happen. It hasn't happened lately, but are you getting too spoiled? Are you getting too spoiled? I mean, let's not forget these Royals, you know, lost 100 games, 106 games a couple years ago. Yes, they made the playoffs last year. Much better taking these wins than the losses.
You've won 14 of your last 16 games. Who cares how you won 14 of your last 16 games, as long as you're getting it done, right? This is a Royals team that 3 weeks ago, everybody was beeping and moaning about because they were 8-14. They were off to a slow start. MJ Melendez can't hit. Hunter Renfro can't hit. This, that, and the other. Vinny's off to a slow start. The pitching is eh. Everybody other than Bobby was hitting the ball well, or was hitting the ball poorly. And now you've won 14 of 16. You're staring down the barrel of a sweep, and you get to host the Boston Red Sox for three games Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Good old Richard Fitz comes in and pitches against the Royals.
You've done everything right since April 20th. You were the best team in baseball since April 20th. This Royals team collectively is hitting up over 275 since April 20th. The pitching it's the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball probably to begin this year.
Probably the best we've ever seen in Kansas City.
Yes.
At this point.
I mean, they're unbelievable.
But keep in mind, two out of the top four. You had two starters in the All-Star game that were Royals.
Right.
I mean, you had two of the top four in the Cy Young. When have you ever had that happen? And all these shutouts, I thought it was going to be another shutout last night, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my, this team is just rolling on getting shutouts. Something we haven't seen before, but they're just killing it with the shutouts.
They are. And Estevez, you know,
didn't get one last night.
And you've sort of seen him lately, I guess, having a little bit more trouble. I mean, not entirely. I mean, he gave up three earned runs against the Colorado Rockies on April 22nd. This is only the third game in which he's pitched this year that he's given up an earned run. And he still picked up his 11th save of the year, and he's only got two blown saves. So he's been pretty outstanding. He's got a 2.65 ERA. What makes this Royals team, the pitching-wise, more special than maybe a year ago? You mentioned that Reagans and Lugo were both Cy Young finalists. Yes, but Chris Bubich is incredible to begin this year. Michael Wacha just threw another gem yesterday, seven scoreless innings. Those two have probably been the two best pitchers on the staff so far. Michael Lorenzen is doing his job. He's got a sub-4 ERA. And then the bullpen this year compared to this time last year, night and day difference. Lucas Ercig, outstanding. Carlos Estevez doing his job pretty admirably, although he did absolutely struggle last night.
Well, put it this way about Waka. He's now allowed, since the start of last season, he's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer, right, in 32 of 37 starts.
Pretty good.
3 runs or fewer, 32 of 37 starts, matching with the guy that won the Cy Young, Tarik Skubal.
Wow.
That is some high company for Michael Waka that kind of gets under-talked about between Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, of course, but yes, he's that good.
Yeah, he's only given up one such game this year where he gave up more than 3 earned runs, and that was that April 5th game against the Orioles, and that was one that the Royals got smoked the entirety of that game, but gave up 1 earned run against Cleveland, 2 against Minnesota, gave up 3 in 5 2/3 against New York, and has now pitched scoreless performances in 2 of his last 3 games. He threw 6 scoreless innings against the Astros on the 26th of April and threw 7 scoreless innings last night. The craziest part, dude had like 84 pitches. In 7 innings of work, he only had 84 pitches. I know that we don't see guys throw complete games anymore, but Michael Waka quite literally could have possibly thrown a complete game last night, going 7 scoreless innings while only throwing 84 pitches. He had complete and total command of everything in his arsenal last night.
Obviously, we know how bad the White Sox were last year, historically bad, but this dropped the White Sox, America's booty call, to 10-27 to match the 2018 White Sox for their second worst start through 37 games in franchise history. That's how bad they're parlaying last season for the White
second
Sox.
Second worst start from
and
last
what I call
start?
Them is what I call them because that's what it is, man. It's a given. When you play the White Sox, it's a given. They're a feel-good story. Got the Royals rolling last year, off to kind of a rocky start. Go play the White Sox, sweep them, go on a 7-game winning streak. It is what it is. If I want to say the word, it's a booty call, it's because it is. It's a given.
The crazy part is
because the White Sox suck.
As bad as the Chicago White Sox are, they're actually 3 games up on the Colorado Rockies for the worst record in baseball.
For now, until the 4th of July.
The Rockies are 6-29. Woof.
4th of July weekend, brother.
The Rockies have given up 203 earned runs this year, which somehow isn't even the worst in Major League Baseball. The Washington Nationals, Miami Marlins have each given up even more earned runs than that. And, man, I cannot help but continue to look at the Baltimore Orioles. And I'm just wondering what is going on. Like, what has gone so catastrophically wrong with the Baltimore Orioles?
Pitching. It's a team that started feeling themselves because they started to get good. So they get talked about. They couldn't parlay it. It's one thing about the Chiefs. Like, you parlay success into another year's success. It's tough to do in professional sports because we've seen so many teams win and then fall off the map. We've seen it lately with the NFL. Buccaneers beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, fell off the next year.
We can blame the pitching,
the Rams,
yes,
fell off.
But they can't hit either. Fun fact for everybody, would you like to know who the Baltimore Orioles leader in batting average is?
Jackson Holliday?
It is not. It is former Royals legend. Oh, I say that strong, like, you know, very, 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 you know, facetiously. Ryan O'Hearn, yes, is hitting .304 for the Baltimore Orioles right now.
272, something like that, or he was.
He's got 7 bombs and 14 RBIs to begin the year and 92 ABs. So, yeah, Ryan O'Hearn is the team's leader in batting average. Ramon Urias is hitting .292. But, I mean, look at this. Jackson Holliday's hitting .263. Gunnar Henderson's hitting .252. Cedric Mullins is hitting .237. Adley Rutschman's hitting .212. Ryan Mountcastle is hitting .205.
He was picked number one the year Bobby was picked. By the Royals.
Correct.
That's the same year they got Gunnar, too. They got him in the second round. That was a hell of a draft.
It was.
For the Orioles.
And those two guys, as good as they were last year, you thought they were going to take massive leaps forward. And I know that he's struggling in Toronto right now, but I think that we have kind of undersold the loss of Anthony Santander to this Orioles lineup because his power bat isn't there to kind of protect some of those other guys in the order, and I think
almost
that it's
the guy
causing,
that was here.
It's causing some turmoil. I know. I was a very strong Anthony Santander advocate. In fact, the first time that I came in and co-hosted for CDOT on the drive, Rob and I had a lengthy conversation about how I was hoping that the Royals would make a run on a guy like Anthony Santander, and I'm like, hey, come on. Like, I would love to see a power bat like that in to protect Vinny and Bobby and Salvi. The show ends. This was right after he had signed with Toronto. And right as the show was ending was when Ken Rosenthal came out with the article saying that the Royals had offered him a deal. But they just couldn't compete with what Toronto was offering him. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got to be kidding me.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.